Well, some good news for the Adelaide Football Club. This is a good news story, Roach. He made his debut a few weeks ago. He's known as the Pistol. Patrick Parnell has re-signed with the Adelaide Crows and he joins us now. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
No, an absolute pleasure. Let's find out a little bit more about you. You were picked up in the mid-season draft last year. Let's go back to where it all started. Where do you hail from and when did you start playing footy?
Yeah, so I'm from Albury, so Albury Wodonga, border town on the border, New South Wales, Victoria border. It's about 3-4 hours from Melbourne, about 6 from Sydney. Started playing footy.
Was that where Wayne Carey came from, was it?
No, I don't think, I'm not sure.
Oh, he was Wagga.
Wagga.
Apologies, Pistol, continue.
So I played my junior footy with some Pats Junior Footy Club and then went to the Albury Football Club and then played some footy with the Murray Bush Rangers in the NAB League was drafted from there last year.
So, Patrick, you would have been, what, overlooked in one draft?
Yeah, so I was
What was the feedback was on that?
When I was a bottom major at the Bushies, I didn't play a lot of footy. I was in and out of the side a bit. And then when I was my draft year, so when I was 18, I didn't actually play a game of footy that year because of COVID.
COVID, yeah.
Yeah, so it was disappointing to miss out. I suppose it was a bit of fuel for the fire. Wanted it a little bit more after that, I suppose.
Good.
So how did you feel when the Adelaide Crows got in touch with you? Did you know they were going to pick you up last year?
I'd spoken to them a little bit, but I didn't know they were going to take me, so it was a nice surprise. Just at home with the family, so yeah, it was pretty cool.
Just having a look at the information we've been supplied about you, and we know your nickname's Pistol. Is that to do with your running action?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Quick little legs, yeah.
And then there's another one, so you're called Pew Pew, is that right?
Yeah, Pew Pew, like a pistol.
Oh, very good.
So had you been to Adelaide before last year?
Nah, so I was drafted on the Wednesday and then flew over on the Thursday and that was my first time ever in Adelaide.
So that would have been on a six-month deal, wouldn't it, Patrick?
Yeah, yep. So my first deal was a six-month deal and then obviously extended for this year, and then, yeah, so got 2 years in front of me now, which is nice.
All right, so what do you leave behind? Were you living at home with mum and dad still? Have you got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, so I was just living at home with mum and dad. I've got a little brother, so he's still at home. I was living with him, and then I've got an older sister, but she lives up on the Gold Coast now.
Okay, and Pistol, who did you move in with? Did you get billeted out? Did you go to a host family, or who are you living with now?
When I first got here, I lived with Lachie Gallant and Ronan O'Connor. Mm-hmm. And I was with them for nearly a month, I reckon. And then I went into a host family till the end of last year. And then I moved back out with Lachie Gallant. So it's just us two now. And we've got a nice little setup, which is good.
Were you eating better with the host family than what you are now?
Yeah, well, they did a lot of the cooking for me, which was nice. Made it easy. But, yeah, me and Lachie, we're not the best cooks. This isn't great, but, we get it done.
Now, Patrick, we know what the standard line is from every would-be recruit. When we ask them, when you filled out the draft form, who were you hoping to go to, all that sort of, I just want to be drafted, I just want to play AFL footy, but we all have a team in our heart. What was your dream when you filled that form in the first time?
Well, I'm going to give you the same answer. Than what the dream was to play AFL footy, so I'm happy
we don't
to
want
be
to hear that.
All right, who'd you barrack for as a kid?
I was a massive Richmond fan, so I was at the 2019 grand final, couldn't get a ticket to 17. So I was a massive Richmond man since I can remember because of Dad. Dad follows them pretty closely, big Richmond fan.
All right, you get to Adelaide, you've never been here before. I'm presuming, here we go, tricky questions, I'm presuming you like Adelaide and South Australia?
Yeah, I like it because it's a lot bigger than Albury, but it's still quite slow and easy to get around. It's not like the hustle and bustle of Melbourne or Sydney.
And have you seen much of the state yet? I mean, everyone can head to Victor Harbour. Have you been to Kangaroo Island or the York Peninsula or the Barossa Valley?
Yeah, I have been down the York Peninsula. We had a four-day break earlier in the pre-season, January, I think. And me and a few of the boys went camping down there, which was pretty cool. Obviously been down to Victor Harbour, been down that way, which is pretty nice as well.
I think we might have spoke to someone that went on that weekend. Was that down the bottom end at the Innes National Park?
Yeah.
Who did you go with?
I was with Lachie Scholl, Will Hamill and James Boulez.
That's right. Might have been when we spoke to James Borlase, I think. Yeah.
No, okay, Patrick. What was your impression of Adelaide Football Club before you got here, and what's your impression now?
I haven't really followed them very closely, to be honest. So I knew a few of the players, but not all of them. But yeah, I think since I first got here, that I feel like I've made some pretty good mates, got some good relationships here in Adelaide. The boys were quite welcoming, made me feel right at home. Obviously, never lived out of home before, so I feel like they were pretty good in making me feel at ease here in Adelaide, which was good.
All right. Now, we know what Richmond supporters are like. Have you got Dad across the line yet?
When he's at my games, he follows Adelaide, but he's still a Richmond man, I think. I'm not sure what he'd do if I played against Richmond, so I have to wait and see.
Look forward to it.
You made a great debut. how much did that corky hurt late in the game?
Yeah, that was painful. the week after, I was probably lucky we had the bye. I would have struggled to get up that week. Wasn't moving that well. Went home. We had a four-day break that weekend, so I went home, just relaxed and got it right. We got a fair bit of work through it, got moving the week after and got up for that Gold Coast game, which was good.
So you've had a sniff of AFL football. What's the difference like going up to the next level? How much quicker have you found it?
Yeah, I feel like there's definitely a level up in terms of the speed and the physicality. And I think my first couple of games, I was sort of adapting to it a little bit, but I feel like I'm starting to feel a little bit more comfortable at AFL level now, which is nice.
You're getting from your coaches?
So getting some good feedback from Nixie and Scotty Burns, obviously the defensive coach. A few aspects of my game I'm still working on, especially that sort of defensive side of my game. I feel like the offense sort of comes pretty naturally. So, always working on that pretty closely with Burns. Yeah.
So, Patrick, from the outside, we think Scott Burns is an absolute gem. He just talks it as it is. Is it the same when you do it one-on-one with him coaching-wise? Is he just so real that you can't help but be better for him?
Yeah, obviously, he's a pretty honest guy, Burns. He knows his footy so well. And when he speaks, he can't help but listen. Got a lot of knowledge to pass on. And, he just says it how it is. Very honest. And, I feel like he really speaks to me, which is nice.
You were mentally up for the fight as a team against the top team in Melbourne last weekend, and that allowed you to get so close and be in it, within five points, I think it was, at one stage in the last quarter. But if you don't bring that intensity against Hawthorn this Sunday at Marvel, the game gets underway at 2:50, they can leapfrog you on the ladder. So this is an important game.
Yeah, definitely. I think every week's a big game. And obviously Hawthorn, very young, exciting, very quick side. If we're not there for the fight, we definitely need to be there for the fight. And if we're not, no doubt they can beat us.
Every week on a Monday, we speak to Zach Butters from Port Adelaide and Rory Laird from your club, all thanks to McGain Real Estate. Now, just between us and our audience, Lairdy, tell us about Lairdy. What's his most redeeming feature, the best point about Lairdy as a person?
He's very quiet, Lairdy. But I feel like when he speaks, people do listen. When he speaks, it's going to be meaningful. So I'd say that probably.
That's very nice. We're going to play this back to him. What's the most annoying thing about him?
Lairdy. He plays around a little bit, mucks around the locker room a little bit. It's funny at times. So, yeah.
Is there a reason why he doesn't pay attention in meetings?
It's cryptic.
What was that?
Is there a reason why he doesn't pay attention in meetings? Because every time we ask him meaningful questions, he's unaware that it's been brought up in a meeting.
What was that? He's unaware it's been brought up in a meeting.
Yes, he just seems to go blank. He just doesn't pay attention.
He's had a record, like when the AFL were talking about rule changes and a few other things. He has no recollection of it, yet he's been at the meeting. So he obviously drifts off.
Yeah, right, so he doesn't listen. Yeah, right.
So just say that one more time. He never listens.
Yeah, I know. So Lairdy never listens.
Beautiful. We've got that. We'll play it back to him on Monday.
Well done, Patrick. Good on you, Pistol.
You got another 2 years in Adelaide. If you found love here, we like to keep across everyone's social life. You have an Adelaide girl?
Nah, I haven't been lucky enough to find love here yet.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, we'll see if we can work on that. We'll get our producer, Benny. He's about your age demographic. He's given a thumbs up. All right, we'll get that. Or we'll get you to marry a good Adelaide girl. Hey, good on you, Pistol. Well done.
Congratulations, yes.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Good young lad. Good country boy.
20 years old.